So probably the best days of my life, without a doubt. And I was lucky to have played with some of the best local players the town's ever produced. And towards the end of the career, some fantastic ex-pros that come and play for the club. So, and won sort of numerous championships with them as well. It's extraordinary for a club that's only been around 25 years. To be, I think they're 13th in the first division now. It's just a phenomenal sort of success, really. And going back to the 80s, where a handful of people got together, had a sort of a vision and a passion to start a football club up again, representing the town to where it is now, it's just a brilliant tribute to sort of remember them people, really.
And describe to us what it was like at Stevenage when you were there. I mean, how established was it, and what were the coaching team and the other players like?
Going back in them days, they started off playing on a public park pitch with 100 people watching them. Within a couple of years, I think it was 1980, they went into the stadium. And I can remember, I think the ground probably held about a couple of thousand people then. And I think we got support of about 250, 300 people. But in them days, it felt like thousands. So, and being so young anyway, it was a really exciting time, yeah.